Though going to markets in search of livelihood has been a blessed habit of our pious predecessors, but most of the traders' dealings are based on falsehood in markets. Even they swear false oath. Evil practices such as cheating, treachery, adulteration, and various other wrongdoings are widespread in markets. Due to the corrupt activities and malpractices of traders, our market has been pronounced to be the worst part of the earth in the Blessed Hadith, and the visit of a market unnecessarily has been conveyed to be a bad act. Allama Najmuddin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazi Shafi'i Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has stated that Allah has made a market to be Iblis's masjid, which means sajda is made to Satan in the market, like sincere people perform sajda to Allah in masajid. Here, sajda for Satan refers to obeying him wholeheartedly, because people obey Satan in the market by telling a lie, swearing false oaths, cheating and deceiving. It is for the reason Satan mostly stays in the markets, as the angels mostly stay in masajid. So those who firmly stay in the masajid, angels are their companions. Similarly, those who firmly stay in the markets have the company of Satan. We can say in this way too, one who enters the masjid for performing acts of worship attains blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal. Whereas one who enters a market unnecessarily surely beholds Satan and becomes his neighbor. Allama Najmuddin Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh has further stated, the way Satan remains present in a market, he also remains present at every place where the sale and purchases are being made, hoping to entice the parties to indulge in lying, cheating and deceiving, and the deal takes place impermissibly, which is against the Sharia. He enjoys these wrongdoings because Satan becomes happy on humans' mistakes. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O group of traders, Satan and sin are present at the time of purchase and sales. So mix your purchase and sales with sadaqah. In other words, give donations after the deal. It is for this reason the sale and purchase have been prohibited in masjid. The purpose of the mentioned hadith is that no matter how careful one becomes, he utters something useless. He lies or he swears a false oath. So people must keep giving sadaqah and charity, as sadaqah extinguishes the divine wrath. Traders generally keep donating money to the poor, especially on Thursdays. This very hadith is a source of this act, and giving sadaqah is a great act of worship. This does not mean that one keeps swearing false oaths. Remember, if any person enters and exits a market early and late with this intention, that he would fulfill the need of any Muslim or humiliate Satan by making zikr in the market, and he does not also miss his salah with jama'ah, then it is a good deed, because deeds depend on the intentions. And it is a fact that entering the market is a mubah, it's a permissible act. If a good intention is added with it, this act will become an act of worship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to enter a market as per need with good intentions. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.